Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on May 18th, 1977. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
Coming out of the darkness is a large, what appears to be a question mark. It's really a sickle. It's the type of emblem you would find that's used by the Russian Communist forces if you put the hammer across it. It's the sickle without the hammer. Now there is appearing in the sky, on the left side of the sky, what appears to be a hand, a very large hand. It's, I can't explain it, a smoky looking hand with the first finger pointing over to the right side of the sky. Over on the right side, there are letters forming in the sky, W3. Numbers, I mean, not letters. The letter was W, and the number is 3. W3, Our Lady made it known, means war or revolution. Now there is a deep blue and white hazy light developing all about the borders of the trees that border Our Lady's statue here. The light is opening up now in the center of the sky. The beams of blue and pink that are about the sky are seeming to be drawn inward, almost pinpointing the center of the sky area above Our Lady's statue. Now, as though there was something that is just opening up a large section of the sky, I can't explain it. It's almost like a mystical door being opened, but rounded. It's beyond human words to describe how the sky is just seemingly evaporating and forming into a large area of light directly over Our Lady's statue. The light is like looking into clear crystal, a beautiful translucent light, but I can't explain it. It's absolutely strange and unusual. The light now is coming forward and increasing in circumference. Oh, directly in the center of this light, I can see Our Lady coming forward. Oh, it's quite windy. Her skirt is blowing about her feet. Our Lady's feet are bare. She has nothing upon her feet, not even sandals. Our Lady has on a long white flowing gown, and the belt is a very deep blue, a very pretty color blue. Our Lady has the belt tied into a knot-like formation at her right side. Our Lady has a long white mantle about her head. I can't see her hair. The mantle comes quite forward onto her forehead. Our Lady now is raising her hand. Our Lady has her rosary now on her right arm. It's not about her, the band of her belt as she usually carries it. Our Lady has the rosary draped onto her right arm. She's touching her lips with her first finger of her right hand. My child, listen carefully to my direction. I have witnessed much confusion upon the grounds when I arrived. I must caution you, my child, not to become embroiled in disputes over my message. I must also caution you to limit yourself, my child, to giving the message fully, directly, and without change from the written word taken from the tapes. Satan will seek to sow confusion and error. You must not speak upon your own, my child. It is best that you practice the rule of silence. However, I must clarify at this time the dispute over the berets. I ask you to have the women of the United States wear the blue berets without emblem. The men will wear the white berets with emblem, Michael, in the United States. My child and my children, I give you these colors for a reason. It is not your part in the mission to question my motives. All will be made clear to you in the near future. The photographs, miraculous, will be continued for a time. Outside the vigil areas, I would caution my children to be most skeptical and watch that Satan does not enter upon photographs. These miraculous manifestations and phenomena were given for the edification of the message. I need not, my child, subject you to any more stress in viewing the coming ball of redemption. I have wandered throughout your earth for many years of earth's time, preparing you for your future. I repeat the words of Michael to you. What was to happen in the future shall be now. You must continue to send out the message from heaven with great speed. Do not slacken upon your way. My child, you will continue, for you will receive no more heavy a burden than you can carry. I told you in the past that many arms shall join you and help send the message throughout the world. There will be much disunity sown by Satan among the ranks, my child. It is best to confine your emotions and your efforts to propagating the written message. Your world and many nations of earth shall receive a crucible of suffering. The degeneration of morals within a nation is the gauge that the Eternal Father will use for punishment. Oh, my children, my heart is torn as a mother's heart is torn when I see all of the crimes and violations of the little children being committed by parents, not only strangers, but parents of innocent children, subjecting these innocents to all manner of debasement and violation. Woe to the parent that has given his child to Satan for worldly gain. My children, filth is placed before your eyes. Filth is taped in by the infernal machines of your television. And filth is being brought into your schools and all of your medias of communication. As it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Sodom, so you now disport yourselves in a like manner. And I tell you, my children, the hand of my Son shall fall heavy upon you. Woe to the parent who sells the soul of his child for human gain. It is better that he as a child had died in his mother's womb. In the eternal city of Rome, the forces of evil have gathered. Secretly in secret societies and openly by brazen mankind shall come forth revolution. Oh, my children, because there were too few prayers offered, because too few were willing to give themselves as victim souls for the repatriation of the clergy. Many clergy now are on the road to perdition and taking many souls with them. My children, recognize the plan of Satan. He has gained all of the knowledge of the ages to deceive you. He is the father of all liars. Recognize his plan of worldwide entrapment. Sad to say, my children, it is his own, my son's own clergy, who had now consorted with evil. Parents, you have a great responsibility now for the salvation of your children's souls. You cannot turn them over to others to be trained. For when your children go outside of your doors, they are now as sheep among wolves. And many of these wolves are shepherds, parading as angels of light, bringing doctrines of devils into my son's house and schools. It will be bishop against bishop, and cardinal against cardinal, and Satan will set himself in their midst. Like a game of chess, he manipulates for his benefit, not mankind. Like a game of chess, he will play cardinal against cardinal and bishop against bishop.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
In the Council of Rome, Vatican II, man set out to use his own deviations to promote peace. Look about you, my children, and learn what peace has been brought to mankind. Mankind's peace, and he goes farther away from peace. There shall be no peace without faith. There shall be no peace without the plan of God the hearts of men.
Save us from the fire.
As you travel farther into the darkness, my children, the world's leaders are preparing for war. Like smoke screens, they send out communications that are misleading and false. While they cry peace, peace, my children, they build up arsenals for war. America the beautiful, what beauty shall you have when the fires are upon you? Oh, my children, I repeat myself over and over again to you, hoping in my mother's heart that you will listen. The sheep are straying. The shepherds are lost. Many have sold their souls to get to the head. Parents, you must protect your children from all who have progressed into a new form of humanism and modernism. They have de-Christianized your children. Parents, I caution you, I warn you, to train your children at home. Keep the light of faith in their hearts. Without this light, oh parents, your children will turn upon you, and many shall kill. Sin is surely insanity. Sin has become a way of life in your nation and all of the nations of the world. There are lights, my child. Lights from the circle of light in every nation throughout earth. Though they be few, they have the strength of quality. My children, I bring you hope. My son is your anchor. I bring you the knowledge that this battle of the spirits is guided by the eternal Father in heaven. You cannot, as a human being, understand his ways. He is now in the process of separating the sheep from the goats, the saved from the lost, the evil from the good. It is a war now being that man has never seen in the past. And when it is over, man shall not see again. The tempo, the speed that this accelerates into depends, my children, upon your listening to my message and my warnings and direction. Keep your sacramentals about your necks. I say about your necks, not for decoration, but because many shall flee with only what they have on their bodies. It is now a supernatural protection, my children, that you have. Your medals, your scapulars, and even your rosary, your beads of prayer about your neck. your children's necks, and all those who wish to be saved. The monuments, the statues must be kept in your homes, as it was in the days of old. The angel of death shall pass by those who retain the monuments in their homes. My child, I feel the shudder of fear that comes from you to me. You have, my child, seen much in the past and what was to come in the future. Weep not, my child, for lost souls, but go forward and find our straying sheep. Many are ignorant of truth, my child. Many are misled. We ask you not to judge. You will leave all judgment to the Eternal Father, who looks into the heart of man. You must counsel with charity of heart and reasoning. There are times, my child, when you must exercise your God-given knowledge for your own edification. Much wisdom will come from experience. As I told you in the past, my child, suffering is of great value to all. Penance, atonement, and sacrifice, I beg of all who will listen. Penance, atonement, and sacrifice, bring this message to all. The Eternal Father does not wish one to be lost to him. All who have been called to the circle of light must go forward as apostles of the latter days. All who have been called to the circle of light must accept and pledge their full support of all who have taken up the message from heaven and disperse it throughout the world. My child and my children, do not slacken in your pace. There will be many crowns given in heaven for extra efforts. Persevere, my children. True love of heart and light of spirit will give you the strength to forge a united link of prayer throughout the world. It is inevitable, my children, that the chastisement will come upon mankind. Do not weep, my child, for you will understand that all that is rotten must fall. The wheat shall be separated from the chaff, and all that will come forth will be glorified by the Eternal Father. Many are called, but few are chosen in the harvest. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your country, for your leaders, for all of the nations of earth. Many shall disappear in the conflagration from the face of the earth. Man has now gathered the seeds for his own destruction, my children.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Our Lady now is removing, she has the rosary about her belt on the right side. Our Lady is taking her rosary out now into her hands. It's a tremendously large rosary, beautiful. It has a golden crucifix, and the Our Father beads are golden, and every Hail Mary bead has a pink, very translucent glow about the beads as Our Lady is now fingering them, and she's placing them about her hands now and taking a prayerful stance like this. Our Lady has her rosary now. They are twirled like all about her fingers, and she's standing now in a prayerful stand like this, with her hands together in prayer. And on Our Lady's right arm, I can see a very large brown cloth scapular. There are no figures or pictures upon the scapular, but Our Lady has it hanging now very neatly across her right arm, almost near her elbow. My child, I repeat myself to you, at the start of the consecration, in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, you will join your hands together and remain this way until all have received the body and blood of my beloved Son, respectfully and rightfully. Now Our Lady is going backwards into the sky. She's going very, very high up into the sky. She looks so beautiful. Our Lady is still standing there with her hands joined together in prayer. Now she's bowing her head. Continue now, my child, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. You will read the photographs in groupings of three, my child. The sky is becoming very pink all about the outsides of trees. It's a beautiful, deep, warm pink. I can't explain it. I don't think I have ever seen the color on paper. It's a heavenly glow coming out from beyond the trees. Now there are rays fanning to the center of the area of the sky above Our Lady's statue. It seems that the rays are radiating from the pink glow around the trees, and they're going inward, almost making a spoke-like formation inward to the center of the sky. Now these beams of light, the rays, are coming back now, and it's like they've been being cast out of a central point, and it's really magnificent. It's like a burst, a starburst of light coming out of the sky directly over Our Lady's statue. It's a tremendous like explosion of light. I can't explain it. Oh. Now the sky is clearing a bit. I can see beyond the points these tremendous spokes of light going into the sky. And Jesus now is coming forward through these, I don't know what kind of lights they are. They are fantastic. I have never seen this before. There's no way to explain it. It's like, I don't know. It's not coming directly out from Jesus. It seems to also be behind his gown now. Jesus is coming forward. He's like floating. Our Lady and Jesus don't walk like we do. It seems that they're carried like on the air or something. They're weightless. Jesus has on a cream-colored gown, and he has a I don't know, Our lady says it's like a cincture or something. About his waist, there's a brown, skin-like type of cording, a belting. Jesus has on his feet dark brown sandals. They look like leather. I don't know exactly what they are. They don't look like the kind of skin that we have today in our shoes. I don't know what kind of material it is, but it's a sandal, and there's a band that's going around Jesus' foot and another piece that goes between his toes. It's like a thong type of sandal, it looks like. And Jesus now, he's shifting his cloak over onto his right arm. It looks very heavy. The cloak is tied, it's like a cape about his shoulders. It's very loose, very full. Jesus' gown also has a lot of material, and it's very loose and long. Now Jesus is coming directly above Our Lady's statue by the trees. He's standing there, and now he's placing his hand out in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. My children of patience and light, I have come to give you counsel in the days ahead. My mother's direction must be followed. It would be well if you all go back and reread the directions, the messages from heaven given in the past by my mother. There has been a great measure of punishment planned for mankind. You must understand that all of these warnings given from heaven are conditional to man's response. As apostles of the latter days, my children of the light, you will never fully understand what you have accomplished for heaven until you come over the veil and you join my mother in a mission well done. There are many secrets of heaven that cannot be revealed to you, secrets most supernatural, because they are sacred to heaven. If all was revealed to you now in your human nature, they would not anymore be called divine. Oh, my children, the knowledge of the supernatural has been removed from the hearts and the minds of mankind by the man of science who is ever seeking but never coming to the truth. I gave you all, through prophets of old, the road, the way that must be followed for your salvation. It is a narrow road that you can make wide, and the wider it becomes, the more difficult it will be for you to remain upon it. As seeds in the garden, I sent you to earth, and many of you fell among the thorns and were choked by the cares of the world. Many of you accepted the pure waters, but as you grew, you stopped halfway up the ladder. Many of you were given the pure waters, and you climbed high in the knowledge of heaven to never reach fulfillment because of pride. Pride, my children, is a great sin among mankind, for pride has been the fall of many. Oh, my children, you must read your book, your Bible. I must caution you that the forces of evil are working to remove this knowledge from among you and to bring upon mankind a new religion, a new way of life that has been developed not to bring man to God, but to set man up as a god. I say unto you, as it was from the beginning, when Lucifer sought this knowledge and this rule and had to be cast out of the eternal kingdom of his God, so I say unto you, though man shall fly high into the heavens seeking knowledge, he will not enter into the kingdom of his God. He shall not gain the knowledge to bring life in an inhuman manner, in test tubes and other means of scientific endeavor. For I say unto you, man shall fly high, but he shall be brought down. In your world, there are many now on foot, traveling about as apostles of latter days. My children, you are all united as bearers of the light to mankind. I am now gathering my own about me. My mother is a mediatrix between God and man. She will remain with you until the world comes to its completion in the Eternal Father's plan. All that is rotten shall fall. The wheat shall be separated from the chaff, the sheep from the goats. There shall be set upon mankind the day of days, a day such as never has been experienced since the beginning of Earth's time. The world shall rattle and groan. I shall look upward, and the firmaments shall burn. Skin will blow off the bones as if it had never been. So intense shall be the heat of the ball of redemption. My children, I hear voices of disdain shouting, sadism. Is this a sadist God who promises such destruction upon his creation? I say unto you, as your God, I bring not your destruction. You will bring about your own destruction. For I leave you as your God to the exercise of your free will. In your free will, if you reject your God and the plan for man's redemption as given from the beginning of time, I say unto you, you will destroy yourselves. Sin is insanity. Insanity shall be loosed upon your world. There will come a time, if you continue on your present path, so vile and evil upon mankind, that those who are living will envy the dead. My children, you are not masters of your own destiny. Though you have given yourselves to all manner of debasement, you have given yourself to powers you do not understand nor know how vile and how encompassing they are to your nature. You dabble in the occult. You seek the psychic phenomena. You wander about with heads high in the clouds. Your children follow in suit. And what have they found but Satan? Astrology, cards of fortune, psychic abilities for what? Falsehood, gain to many, worldly gain of monies. These vultures and charlatans preying on human nature and its faults, becoming rich on the ignorance of many. And I watch as some disport themselves as Christians. They are charlatans and agents of hell. You who cast your lot with Satan, you who guide yourselves by stars and rocks and time and signs, you are pagans in my sight, and you are pagans to your world. You are unbelievers, and you are men without God. Astrology is for the unbelievers. I created you in the Father and the Spirit, in the image of the Father. The Father is not stone. The Father is not only a light. The Father is emotion. What stone has emotion? You were created as men above the animals. You have precedence over the animals, though you lower yourselves and conduct yourself worse than animals in fornication. I say unto you, remove the blindness from your hearts. Look about you and set straight your values. Parents must guard their children from these insidious evils that have come into the schools, the medias of entertainment, your governments. Every walk of your life now is infiltrated with evil. When this battle is over, you will be most fortunate, without prayer, if you will find 100 true priests, men of God, left among you. I say true. My children, you must pray for your bishops and your cardinals. Pray for your clergy. Many are falling fast into hell and purgatory. Do not fall for the evil that man has created of taking the knowledge from the minds of the young of the existence of hell and purgatory, and even the eternal kingdom of the Father in heaven. You must, as parents now, retain this truth in your children's hearts, for I assure you, many bitter tears of regret shall soon come upon men. They will cry, but too late. My children, keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world. Make many acts of reparation to the injured heart of the Eternal Father. Retain the knowledge of graces in your teachings. Flee from false teachers who bring you doctrines of devils. The truth is simple. It was given to you and must be retained without experimentation and novelty. Modesty must be retained. Modesty must be taught to the young. Keep pure and holy thoughts in your minds and the minds of your children, for your eyes are also the mirror of your soul. Jesus is raising his hand now in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now a lady is coming out. I hadn't noticed where she was standing, but she's coming out of the sky behind Jesus, coming forward. And over on our right side, above the tall tree, Michael is coming forward. The light about Michael is so intense that it actually covers the whole right side of the sky, past Our Lady's statue and the banners and the flag, the United States flag on the left. It's a tremendous light. I don't fully understand it. It's like coming from within, he seems to exude this tremendous light, Michael. And I noticed, too, that Our Lady and Jesus also seem to be like all lit up with this lighting, whatever it is from heaven. It's a tremendous white light. It makes it difficult to describe Our Lady's features of Jesus because the light is so bright, I can barely look into their faces. Now, Our Lady is pointing upward with her right hand, and she's pointing to the left side of the sky, and I see that W3 again. W3 always means war or revolution, and I see now a very large boot, and the boot means Italy. And standing over at the side of the boot are coming two figures or two men with cardinal's hats on their heads. And they're holding the golden keys in their hands, but I can't say that they make me feel good looking at them. I get a most terrible feeling of dread and fear and something wrong. This plotting, I feel like I'm looking at two plotters in the cardinals. But now all about them, those two cardinals, I believe they're cardinals, yes. They're not two both cardinals. One has the round cardinal's hat, and the other has just a bishop's hat, one of those high mitres. No, there's only one cardinal and one archbishop, and they both, though, are glowing completely red. The whole figures of the bodies are like all lit up red. It's frightening. Now Our Lady is holding out her hand and touching her lips. My child, much shall be given to you in the photographs. You will retain them and read them. However, you will not reveal the contents until I give you this permission. Continue now with your prayers of atonement. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't have much strength.
Where's the one you're ready?
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Well,
feels great now, don't it?
Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us. Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us. Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us. Mary, light of the world, pray for us.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on May 18, 1977. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.